you definitely guys got more. And the crowd is light, but we're getting ready to go here. So we're going to do the opening of this game here. We're getting ready to go for the final game of this contest. So stand by as we get going. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Sandpoint Gymnasium. If you'd all greet our teams out there, we have King Cove and Kolignagik. They are playing the fifth and final game of this Regional 1 Championship Tournament. This will be to determine second and third place. So let's give a big round of applause and a mighty cheer out there, and let's get this game underway. All right. Well, there's our lineups. We have the same teams as coming in from before. Now, today we have King Cove is the home team. They're playing in white with the gold and black piping, and the tip-off goes, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Kolignagik, and the rookies take control just underway here at the start of this game. Good morning, and you are listening to Pastor Scott Morgan on KSDP Radio, 830 a.m. on the dial. Also repeating over there in King Cove at 88.1 K201 VA and that FM repeater. King Cove came down. They put up the ball. They didn't score, but the Huskies get it right back, bring it down, and they drop in for the first two-point layup. Remember, these two teams fought the other night, and it was a close game that was won at the end by Kolignagik, and they're starting out in the same break. So we had another attempt by King Cove that rimmed off, rebounded back by one of the Huskies. I believe that was Ashley Ann got the rebound, but their shot goes awry, and here comes Chanel. I'll see if I can get my list right here. Chanel's got the ball. It's working around. Picked up by Rachel on the rebound. Chanel, Peyton tries to get the ball down to Chanel. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Chanel as she was scrambling for it. And here comes the Huskies. Score is 2-0 as we start here. We have, for the Huskies, we have Kayla Gummikbuck. And we have Magdalene, who currently has the ball, drives the lane, puts it up off the glass. Nice, a running little teardrop floater in there. Uncontested, and the score is 4-0 by Kolignagik. Here comes Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She's into the front court. She kisses off to Chanel. Chanel gets the ball, but it's interrupted by Kayla. There goes Kaylee Culver. She's on the line. She puts it up. It goes awry. She gets her own rebound. She's working it back to the top. Here comes Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She tries to do an attempted pass, and Kayla Gummikbuck has that quick arms and hands and legs, and she pops it out of bounds. So side out for the rookies out over on their left elbow. Here comes Kaylee Culver. She stops the ball, calls a sign. Rachel gets it in the three-point line, puts it up, off the rim, kicks back. Here comes Ashley Anish. Ishnook, she's got the ball. She brings it. She drives away, and she's right through the paint. She dishes it off. Doesn't quite make it in. Gives it to Kayla. Kayla puts it up. Can't make it in. Here comes quickly. Peyton's got the ball. Chanel has the ball, but it's stolen by Kayla. Kayla drives the lane, can't make it fall in. Rachel grabs the rebound before it goes out of bounds. Rachel's working up on the far side. It's still 4-0, but it's still fast-paced this morning. The girls are waking up and getting breakfast out of the way. Chanel has the ball at the three-point. She dishes down to Rachel. Up off the glass and down for two, and it's 2-4. The girls are lighting up out there, but everybody's moving quick. They just haven't had those baskets falling. All right. Here comes Magdalene. Sorry, had to get my glasses back on. Magdalene kicks it out, and this is the first touch by Samantha. Samantha drives the lane. And it's going to be blue ball out. I think we had a blocking foul. I didn't see the person there yet. That would be on Kaylee Culver as a blocking foul. So side out to the Huskies. Ashley Ann has the ball. She gets it into Samantha. Samantha drives the baseline. We're going to have another blocking foul by Kaylee Culver, who has too much body in the way. You can stand still and put your arms straight up, but you can't do that hip flex, that stomach bump. You just can't do all that stuff. You've got to stand solid like you're taking a charge and not be moving around. That's a tough one to learn. We sometimes develop bad habits, and they're tough to break. Coach Paul's going to have Kaylee sit down for a minute because quickly she's picked up two fouls, and we're going to need her. The rookies are down the stretch. Here come the Huskies. Magdalene has the ball. She drives the baseline, and she puts it up, gets her own rebound. And it looks like we have a foul on Peyton reaching in on that scrum on the foul line there. Here comes Meglin. She finds Samantha. Samantha doesn't get a handle on it. It's kicked away by Chanel. Goes out of bounds. It's still going to stay in possession of the Huskies. The rookies are working hard down there to keep things moving in their favor, and they're disrupting everything they can. Its score is 2-4 in favor of the Kalignik Huskies. Here comes the ball. Ashley Ann has it. She finally finds Kayla. Back to Ashley Ann, driving for the basket. Doesn't go up. Hits the iron. She kicks it over. Puts it up over the rim. Comes down. Samantha's quick arms find it. She dishes back out to the top of the key. Here comes Ashley Ann to Samantha, driving to the hoop, and she puts it up off the glass for two. It's 6-2 in favor of the Huskies. Here come the rookies running the other way. Quick outlet pass by Rachel. Down to Kaylee. Wide open under the post, and that's how you do it. Four passes, and in the basket it goes. That's a nice shot for Cameron, who is standing at the post. It's 4-6. Here comes the Huskies as they're working up the floor. Meglin is barking out orders. Ashley Ann has the ball, can't hang on to it. It's kicked away. We have number 21 on the floor. That's Mariah. Mariah's got the ball. She dishes back down. Magdalene has the ball. She runs by the defender, puts it up, gets her own rebound, kicks it out to the top of the key. Ashley Ann fakes, goes to the rim, off the glass, and it drops for two. It's 4-8. The Huskies are keeping up the pressure. They are just dogging these rookies all the way down the line. Peyton picks up the pace. She finds Chanel at the top of the key, brings it on over, slapped away, scrumming on the floor, but Ashley Ann from the Huskies picks up the ball, and here comes Magdalene bringing up the ball for the Huskies. Way outlet pass down low to Kyla Gumlapuck, and she puts it up for two, and it's 10-4. Timeout being called here by Coach Barker. Got to get the rookies settled down quickly. They're behind by 6 points, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to stop those runaway Huskies. I'm thinking maybe Huskies have been spending too much time watching the Iditarod, trying to figure out how to fly up that 1,000-mile loop, because these girls are just flying off the floor down there. Nice shout out though to those kids. We lovingly call them our yard dinnerite mushes up there. I saw this morning that Allie Zirkel has had the lead for a little bit here last night. She's playing a different game ball here up there, and hopefully she has a chance to take first this year. I think a lot of us are pulling for her, but here come the rookies fighting right back in. Quickly, the outlet comes up. Chanel drives through two defenders and loses it, and it's picked up by Magdalene. Magdalene brings the team around, gets the offense set. The rookies are in a 2-3 defensive position, and they're really being worked hard by the Huskies. Ashley Ann has the ball. She works from right to left. She's over to the far side. Poked away by Chanel. Chanel's driving the lane on the right side. She stops. Nice block by Ashley Ann, who got her hand all over the ball. Chanel was unable to elevate with that. So we've got a timeout called over here by Coach Oscar Kapotek. He's working on this team. They're ahead by 6, but he knows that it's going to be a battle all the way to the end. What a morning out here for you folks that are maybe listening in online up in Kalignik or over in King Cove. What a beautiful morning here. Hey, we want to give a shout-out. We got a couple of things that we want to keep talking about here. Don't forget, if you're ever going to be in the Sandpoint area, next weekend's the weekend to do it. No, there is no such thing as a free lunch, but you can have a great breakfast for dinner next Saturday at 5 p.m. here at the school. The close-up team has got all-you-can-eat pancakes for $10 or a family for $25. So, come on down. They did inform me that they were going to have some meat products there, too, but it's all-you-can-eat pancakes. The rookies take a nice shot on a long two-point by Chanel. It hits the iron and bounces up, and Magdalene brings the ball down, and she's looking for some help. Finds Samantha. Samantha weaves, drives the lane, but Kaylee Culver reaches up and snatches that ball away. Turnover, and here come the rookies right back, but Rachel is going to be fouled by Ashley Ann. Goes to the floor. No harm done, but foul there on Ashley Ann as Rachel goes to the floor. Blocking foul there as they're running up the right side. And here come the rookies. They're down by 6. We're at 2:55 left in the first period. Peyton gets the ball to Rachel from a long two-point shot there at the right elbow, and she drains that one. Nothing but that. It's 6-10. The rookies are down by 4. Here comes Magdalene. Magdalene has the ball. She's driving up the right side, heavily guarded by Peyton. Peyton is all over. It's like Jack in the Box and springs on the leg. She's moving everywhere. Samantha's got the ball. She's driving around to the right side. Samantha curls back, finds Magdalene. Ashley Ann's breaking to the basket. King Cove team is doing a great job on their 2-3 defense. Samantha tries to drive through two defenders with Kaylee and Peyton, and she loses the ball. Picked back up, and here come the rookies the other way. That's how you get the stops. Rachel has the ball. Bounce pass down into Kaylee Culver. She goes up for a shot, and she's fouled on the way to the basket. She's going to the line for two opportunities. That foul was against. I think that foul might have been on Samantha. Yes, and that's Samantha's first foul this morning. If you're out there, yep, we're streaming on live now. I think that go to aebsd.org and look for the streaming icon. It's top or left or bottom or right, but it's there. You know, I do radio. I've got feet that can turn off switches from miles away. Kaylee's got the ball. She misses the first one, and she hits the second one, so that takes us 7-10. And now we're right back in it. The rookies are down by three, and we've got 2 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Here come the Huskies, led by Meglin, Ashley Ann, Samantha. Great move by Peyton. She keeps disrupting that flow. Over there is Rachel. Nice step in by Chanel, but Ashley Ann takes the ball, drives the elbow, and puts it in for two more. They're just relentless from Kalinganikon, driving that lane. Lots of great ball handling skills. Attempted pass by Peyton to Chanel, but it's not quite high enough. Chanel's coming down and disrupting Kayla as Kayla goes down. There was no foul, just great defense, and it pops out of bounds and a turnover on the Huskies. The rookies are down by five. It's 7-12. It's 1:35 left to go in the first period. Here comes Chanel. Chanel kicks back to Peyton. Chanel at the right elbow. Up and off the iron. Can't quite make it. Gets her own rebound. Steals it away from Kayla. Over to the corner. Rachel in that long elbow shot. Up off the back glass. Can't quite make it fall. Looks like we're going to have a blocking foul. Let's see. I'm trying to watch too many hands. Yep. Looks like a foul on Chanel. The rookies are all back, and they've all taken up their defensive position. Here come the Huskies. It's 7-12 with a minute left to go in the first period. Ashley Ann drives between two defenders, loses the ball, picked up by Chanel. Chanel's being handled by two. She can't get it. She stops and pivots. Great anchor on that pivot foot. She finds Peyton racing up the left side. Peyton slows it down, brings it in the front court. 55 seconds. She finds Rachel. Rachel kicks down to Kaylee. Kaylee stops, takes a look, pops it up, can't quite get it. Cameron's there to go for the rebound, and she's fouled. I'm going to have a chance for two at the line. Way to keep going for that offensive rebound and getting that opportunity. Let me see who that one's against here for the Huskies. That's the second foul on Samantha. Cameron Samuelson has the ball. She sets, she puts up off the front iron and kicks back. Actually, nice to see the Kalinganik team almost to a person out there is always congratulating the other team members when they're shooting fouls. Lots of great sportsmanship seeing distributed by all of the team members here. That's the second one goes up, and it drops in for Cameron, and it's now 8-12. They've cut the lead to four. We're at 45 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Here comes Magdalene. Hey, Rachel Ann has the ball. She drives. She moves to the left side. She kicks it down to the post. It's stripped in the air. Number 21, Mariah, lost that ball. Picked up. Here comes Chanel. She's driving between two of her own team members. She gets pushed out of bounds, and Coach Oscar over there is trying to call who's going to get the ball. He's helping the refs out. Of course, that particular call was correct. As the refs conferred, and it comes back to the Huskies, it was put out of bounds by Chanel. We got a substitute coming, so we have number 15, Rachel Norbert's coming in, and Rachel Ann is sitting, Ashley Ann is sitting down for a minute, and we're just under 25 seconds left to go. Magdalene has the ball, and they've got a 4-point lead. She's trying to set that in and get one more shot. But they didn't get the ball into the basket. They broke the 5-second rule. The defense of the rookies was just stymied. Couldn't get those Huskies to move around the kennel, as it were. Here come the rookies with 17 seconds left to go. Peyton's got the ball. She kicks it off to the left to Chanel. Chanel drives in, bounce down to Kaylee. Kaylee up and over, off the iron, doesn't make it. Rebound picked up by Samantha. It was tapped out of bounds by Samantha. Still going to save possession of the rookies. 7 seconds to go, and they might get a throw in and a quick basket if they can engineer this one. Kaylee's got the ball. She finds way out long downtown for Peyton for a 3-pointer. Hits the iron, goes out of bounds. This time it's tapped out of bounds by the rookies, and it's going to be 3 seconds left to go. Throw in by the Huskies underneath their own opponent's basket. Here comes Samantha. She drives the lane and gets up into the fourth quarter. Time expires in the first quarter. And that brings us to the end of the first quarter. Wow, what a fast-paced action out there on the floor. But the Kilkenny Huskies have the lead, 12-8 over the King Cove Rookies. Well, again, lots of things talking about out there. Nice day. Hope those guys out pounding pots are doing well, getting pots in place, the baits working, and the cod are coming on board. Like to see the fleet out there working and appreciate their efforts at harvesting from the sea. Want to give a nice shout-out to our referees, Tara and Sarah from Anchorage, Wasilla area. Really have appreciated their continued steady efforts here on the floor. They've done a nice job, and a real nice thank you to Bruce Lee, the athletic director. I think he's put on a good regional tournament here. And how about those T-Jacks, huh? Congratulations to the King Cove T-Jacks and their victory in New Stewiehawk. They'll be the Region 1 boys champion from the Greater Aleutian Coast Conference. Congratulations, men, and good luck at state. All right, we're getting ready to start the second quarter here. Here come the Huskies with possession. Maglin has the ball. She's not being challenged yet. The rookies have gone to a 2-1-2 defense. See if they can help that stay and stack up and continue to confuse. Samantha's got the ball from the elbow. She takes a look at a long three. Can't quite get it. Cameron's there. Pick up the rebound and back to Kaylee. And here comes to Peyton. She's trying to drive. She's got a long outlet pass. And there's Cameron working down. She finds into the corner. Rachel, all covered up, Cameron is. She finally gets her long arms working, finds Peyton at the top, kicks down to Kaylee, wide open, puts it in for two off the glass, and it's 10-12. Way to go. I know I talked to Kaylee Culver real quickly this morning, and she was pretty upset on last night's foul out, but I said, you know, that's part of the game. You just keep working hard, a lot of emotion on there, and she's playing with a lot of intensity and very well controlled this morning. Nice job for the rookies and Coach Paul to keep these girls in the game. The Huskies have it. They bounce it around. They can't quite get it up. That shot falls short, but they pick up the rebound. Mariah had a nice chance, but she hit the underneath side. Samantha's got the ball, and she's scorned by the rookies, and we're going to have a reach-in foul. That's the fourth team foul, or will that be the 15th foul against the rookies? Lots of space in the stands here. Come on down. There's no pizza today, but there's great basketball on the floor, and at stake is who's second and who's third, who's going to go to state from this tournament here. Nice work on that ball by the Huskies. They get it down to Samantha working the low post, and she drops it in for two more. It's 14-10. Congratulations to the New Haven Malamutes who took the championship yesterday. But this game is so important to find out who's going to be second and go to the state. Rachel has the ball. She puts it up a little off target, but it's going to be run down on the rebound. Long rebound picked up all the way at the half court. Here comes Peyton working the team, trying to get past Kayla. Finds an outlet in Chanel. Pushed away by Ashley Ann. Backed up by Peyton at the half court. Nice spread out. The Huskies are working a 2-3 defense, and they've got some great hands in there. They pick up the rebound, and here comes Kayla Gummipuck. She stops, kicks it back to Samantha. Samantha drives the left lane. She meets a standing still. Nice job with Kaylee Culver. If you didn't see that online, it was great. She took her positions, arms straightened ahead, and she took that bounce, and the person moved around and was traveling, basking the ball. And so that's a great turnover. Nice job, Kaylee Culver, on the defense. That's how it's done. Here come the rookies. Bounced into Chanel. She's got the ball. She's on the floor. Ball kicks loose. It's going to be recovered by Rachel. Rachel works the ball around. She finds Kaylee down there, and Magdalen tries to get that ball knocked away. Kaylee goes to the floor. It goes out of bounds. It looks like there was a foul in that scrum. Looks like that's the third foul on Kaylee. She was working really fast trying to get there and couldn't get her brakes on and slid into the other player here. Those shoe bottoms are so important. Here we go. The Huskies have the ball in a four-point lead. It's 10-14, 5:25 to go here in the first half. Ashley Ann has the ball. She finds Samantha. Samantha gets in trouble. Steps around. Kicks it out to Kayla. Ann for the long three-pointer. It goes over the bag, over the basket, around the board, out of bounds, turnover. Here comes the rookies. They're down by four. They're working hard to bring this one up. Nice to hear the crowd alive down there. They're really cheering these girls on. There goes an attempt by Chanel from a long two. It also is an air ball. Goes over the rim. Here comes Magdalene. She comes down. She's going to work around. Peyton, but Peyton didn't have her feet planted, and it'll be a foul on Peyton as Magdalene was going to the hoop, and she's going to have a chance to shoot for two. And that's the third foul on Peyton. Magdalene puts the ball up and hits the back iron and kicks way out. Here comes her second attempt. Cameron and Rachel are ready for the rebound. They jump, they get it, a bear pops up. It comes down, it's still uncontrolled. Finally, Ashley Ann picks it up. It goes back up this time. Rachel gets it. She kicks it out to Chanel. Peyton has the ball. She's running up the top. She spins around, gets her team back in line. The defenders were too quick. Finds Rachel at the elbow. She puts it up. Off the iron, can't fall. Goes off the other side. Rachel Ann picks it up. Excuse me, Ashley Ann picks it up. Number 14, long downtown for Samantha, who can't quite control the ball on the great pass, on the outlet pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover on the Huskies. Here comes Rachel Yachmanoff off to Peyton, and here come the rookies. They're down by four with 4:25 left to go. She tries an attempt for a long three-point. It goes down, kicked around, finally picked up and rebound, controlled by the rookies. Peyton's got the ball. Going to try to work on the outside. They tried to get through that defense. It's tough. Kaylee's got the ball, and she does a nice little pop and running skyhook, and it's 12-14. The rookies keep clawing their way back into this. Rookies are playing in a nice 2-3 defense. Nice spread out. The arms are moving. The Huskies are bringing the ball down. Samantha's working on the left side with Magdalene, with Mariah, with Ashley Ann, and with Kayla. And they've got to be careful. They only have one other player on the bench, so these girls are going to have to be tough all day long. Samantha's got the ball. She's trying to get out of trouble. She's down in the hole. She finds Ashley Ann breaking. Ashley Ann kicks it out to Magdalene. Magdalene slows things down, working around, trying to get the ball. Finds Samantha. Samantha kicks out. Popped up there. She should have just taken that shot. She's covered up by three rookies, and we're going to have a jump ball. And it should be white possession, so it'll stay in the home team. But there were two Huskies and one rookie, and it was a jump ball, all hands on deck. Here comes Peyton bringing the ball up. It's 3 minutes to go, and they're down by two. Peyton's got the ball. Nice pick there as they move around. No roll. There comes roll finally. Chanel's there, kicks back to the elbow. Peyton comes back down to Chanel in the corner, bounces into Kaylee. Kaylee's bumped. Rachel, they've got it all stacked up. And we have number 14. We have number 14 on the floor there. McKenna Gould is on the floor. Sorry, I missed that substitution earlier, but McKenna's on the floor. Looks like Cameron's sitting down, and McKenna's on the floor. There goes Ashley, and she puts it up. Can't quit. The long arms of McKenna have the ball, and she kicks it forward to Chanel. Here comes Chanel working the ball up the court. Finds Peyton. Peyton slows things down, moving it back around to the right side. Great pass to Rachel. Back to Peyton. Quick snap down to Kaylee. Kaylee's met by two. Goes over. Great for McKenna. Have the long arms there. She picks it at the elbow. Rachel tries an attempt. Can't fall in. It goes out of bounds, and it's going back to the Huskies. Good opportunity. Good ball movement. Just didn't quite hit that iron right. Goes out of bounds. They had two chances there, and they didn't score on either one. Here come the Huskies. 2 minutes to go. Magdalene has the ball. Samantha's out there. Mariah's out there. Ashley Ann to Mariah at the low post. It goes up, and we're going to have... Looks like we've got a timeout being called. Timeout called by Oscar Kapotic from the Kilegenic Huskies. We're 1:58 left to go in the first half. What a tight game. 12-14. 1:58 left to go. The rookies have led the way in team fouls. They have 17 fouls, and the Huskies have only given up three. So that's part of the transition here. A lot of fast breaking, but just got to be careful. Got to get good soles, good stuff on the bottom, and keep things running. Well, other things happening here. Don't forget, if you're in the Aleutians Eastboro School District, we just ended the third quarter, and that means Monday starts the last quarter. So this is the time to get those grades pushing. Parents, I know we're thinking about the summer fishing time already, but let's get those kids dialed in and polished to finish out the year in a strong form, because it's a short time. Kids, you know what my dad used to tell me? He said, In the spring, the sap runs. I never knew what he meant until I started to have kids of my own and said, wow, it's hard to control them. I got to keep them focused. So let's do what we can to help our teaching staff out there, get our school kids. We've got student athletes on the floor today, but they're students first. So let's keep working with them on those homework projects. Lots of things happening, and let's get them finishing out the year strong. Great ball movement by the Huskies. They've got the ball. Put it back down. They put it up on the iron. They can't get it, but what a steal. Pushed away. Peyton's driving the lane. 1-on-3. She kicks back around. She comes to the top, kicks it long downtown to Rachel, but she can't hang on to it. Turnover by the rookies. It's coming back to the Huskies. With a flurry of action there under the basket, it didn't sink in for either team, and we're still at 12-14 with a minute 30 to go. Time for everybody to score a couple more baskets here. Rachel Ann has the ball. She finds Magdalene. Magdalene's working back. Rachel Ann. Rachel Ann drives in the paint, kicks it back out. She finds Kayla. Kayla down to Magdalene. We're going to have a reach-in foul. And nice to see the refs are coaching. And it's a real typical problem. I can tell you I would be doing it when I go to block somebody. I can't think of putting my hand straight up. It hurts that way. But I can go forward like I'm slapping at them. But when you go forward, you break the air they're playing, and that's illegal. So we guys got to keep working on those arms straight up. I don't know how you coach that one. It's just what kind of drill can you use to keep your arms going straight up and not lose your balance, because we all use those arms for stabilization. So, but that's the fourth foul on Kaylee Culver here, and we're still in the first half. And that puts Mariah Owyagon to the – and she scores on one of those two free throws, and it's 12-15 in favor of the Huskies, and here come the rookies. Kick it out to the right elbow. Back to Peyton at the top. Peyton and Chanel playing keep away. McKenna's got the ball down in the corner. She's tied up. She tries to get the pass away. It's intercepted. Here comes Samantha. She's working hard. Almost gets it tipped away. Back to Magdalene. Ashland tries it from a three. Doesn't get it. Goes off the fingertips of McKenna, and it kicks picked up by the Huskies. But turnover on the pass back down to the low post. It goes out of bounds, and it's coming back to the rookies' work. 48 seconds left to go. Pretty fast pace here in this first half of the game. Score is 12-15 in favor of the Kliganek Huskies. Huskies are playing a 2-3 zone, and they kind of break up into a 2-1-2, and then they move back to a 2-3. They're very adept with Samantha playing in the anchor there. Here comes the ball, smothered up on the right side. Kicked over to the left. Rachel takes a long two. In the basket, and it drops for two. That brings us to a one-point lead for the Huskies, and they've got the ball bringing up the court for 20 seconds. Ashley Ann has the ball. She's working around. Finds Samantha, takes a look at a long three. It's off the air. It's up in the air. Recovered by Rachel, but kicks away. Kicked back up by Cameron. There's a scrum on the floor. And I know Samantha, there was like four players really scrapping for that ball. It was all clean scrapping going for the ball. But I think Samantha got an eye or a finger or something contacted close to that eye, because she's really squinting with one side with 4 seconds left to go. And referees are looking to make sure how many fingers. Is the vision blurry? They want to make sure there's no real damage, and it's just a teardrop that's swelling up, and they're going to give her a moment to compose herself. And that's a tough one out there. You know how it is when you get a fish scale in the eye, you can't see for days. So you can imagine what those big fingers look like when they come flying in there and you're trying to play. And it looks like she was fouled. Samantha was fouled, so she's giving her some time to compose herself before she shoots. And they're just trying to work that one out. Well, what a beautiful morning here in Sandpoint. I know we got down just about to freezing, but it was a beautiful morning nonetheless. Not much wind, so ought to be good for the flights and people coming back and forth. I know the T-Jacks are coming down, and as soon as this game's over, the rookies will be boarding the plane and coming home, and they're pushing hard to catch up and make this a victorious celebration on the way home. Finally, Samantha's eye clears up. She's going to go in. And they awarded a foul on that play to Rachel. That's her first. The ball comes down. Quick outlet to Chanel, who tries for long two-pointer. It doesn't go in at the buzzer at the half. It's 14-15 in favor of the Clagonic Huskies. Wow, what a game. Virgil, are you there?
I'm right here, Scott.
I knew you would be. What a fun game to watch. I wish you were here. Hope the, but that's it. We'll be back in about 8 minutes.
There you are, Scott.
Are we there, Virgil?
We're there. Sorry, I had you on pause.
That's all right. I got you in there solid. But welcome back. We're getting ready to start the second half, the third period here. We are down at the Sandpoint Gymnasium. We have the Clagonic Huskies and the King Cove Rookies getting ready to get underway. Welcome back. This is Pastor Scott Morgan for KSCP Radio, 830 on the AM dial, rebroadcasting on the FM translator over in King Cove at 88.1 K201DA in King Cove. And we are just underway. And welcome back. It's been a fast-paced first half. I barely had a chance to clear a bottle of water here on the break, but we're back at it again. The score, to catch you up to date, it's just a small one-point lead by the Clagonic Huskies. It's 14-15 in favor of the Huskies. And up in the booth, I'm joined by the ever-present Edmund, who is helping out with a video feed. So we've had a foul on the floor. That was against Cameron, number 33, and that's her first foul. The Huskies have the ball. They're working on the right side. They put it up off the iron. It bounces out of bounds, and Cameron wisely blocks the field. Nobody gets the ball, comes back to the ref, and here come the rookies. But just like that, the Huskies have scored, and it's 18-14. They have a four-point lead again. Rachel from a long two in the right elbow, and she sinks it for two, just gets the ball in, turns and plants it in. Nice squaring up the shoulders and putting the ball in. It's 16-18 in favor of the Huskies. Here comes Ashley Ann, back to Magdalen, back to Samantha. They're all working hard. Samantha, great long bounce pass down to Ashley Ann, who's curled the corner and come across. Samantha drives the paint. She kicks it back over to Ashley Ann. She takes a look at a one long three. Samantha's there for the rebound. Can't get it. The long arms of Kaylee Collar reach the ball, but she gets stripped out of her, goes out of bounds. Turnover coming back to the Huskies on their end of the net. Oh, still fast-paced out there. 18-16 in favor of the Huskies. Kalinick has the ball. Samantha's slowing it down, brings it up to the top. These girls are very talented here from Clagonic, but Magdalen goes up and runs against the tall, outstretched arms of Kaylee, feeds it down to Chanel, who's got a running job on the layup, and she gets a hard block from Samantha, and it's going to put Chanel to the line. Excuse me, it's going to put Peyton to the line. Going to have to ask those girls to put those different color in their ponytails so I can tell them out, because their long ponytails block their back numbers. Chanel puts the ball up. It doesn't go up as a one shot. The rookies have regained, and Cameron gets fouled. And Magdalen is helping Samantha go and quick bringing his arm forward. That was a quick one opportunity shot. We've got a timeout. Timeout on the floor by Coach Oscar going, come on, let's get squared away. We're right back. And the girls, I can tell you, the girls on the floor thought it was a two shot foul, and it was just a one shot foul. And, so that's how that happened. So they put their shot up there by the rookies, got her own rebound, put it back, and Cameron got the loose ball and was fouled in her after putting the ball back in her shooting. So Cameron's going to go to the line for a two-shot opportunity, and the score is tied up. It's 18-18. We're back all tied up. We're at 6:42 in the third period, and here come the Huskies back on the floor. But I was going to say the Huskies are very well disciplined, and they're very well experienced. They can all run different positions without any problem. So they don't have a problem with who's got the single-digit duty. But there goes the first shot by Cameron, hits off the front iron, and immediately she's congratulated by Magdalen. It's just I'm just so impressed. Coach wants a little switch. She's going to put Magdalen down by the low post and on the rebound, and Coach wants to talk to Samantha. And we've got number 15 on the floor now, and that's Rachel Norbert. So Rachel's there. Now we've got a quick timeout by the referees, and they're conferring to making sure they're on the same page. And they need to do that from time to time. There's been a lot of activity at the start of this third period. We're at 6:42. And referee is letting everybody know there's just one shot left here, so get ready. Ball goes up, and Cameron drains that one. Has a little rattle, but it falls, and here comes the Huskies. That's the first lead of the night for the afternoon or the morning for the rookies. It's 19-18, and the ball almost gets away from number 15. That would be Rachel. But it kicks down, and Ashley Ann has the ball. She puts it up, can't get it. The ball comes down into a Huskies to Mariah, but she's swarmed by four. It goes to the rookies, but they traveled coming out of the pack. Turnover on the rookies, on the Huskies in. Somebody's got a whistle in the crowd, and it's interfering with the referees, and they can't get the whistles blown because someone else is blowing a whistle. It could be just a mouth whistle, but somebody's making a noise, it sounds like, and Coach Lindquist has to get after the folks to follow the rules of the ASAA. Coach Barker's marking out the defensive code there. The rookies are ahead by a point, and they're trying to stop this possession by the Huskies and get the turnover and come their own way. Nice work. Maglin has the ball up off the glass, but Rachel rips off the rebound, and she pulls up, kicks it over to Peyton, and Peyton's got the ball coming into the front court. She's met by Mariah. Kicked over to Rachel on a long two. Can't quite fall in. It's going to fall out of bounds. Last touch going back to the Huskies the other way. Oh, great opportunity, but just didn't able to capitalize on that one. We have Rachel, Ashley Ann, Kayla, Magdalene, and Mariah on the floor, and Samantha's going to take a little break. Here come the Huskies. They drive it down to the post. They can't quite get a handle on it. It comes off. It's underneath. It's going to be a jump ball here between Rachel and Kayla. Of course, I'm still thinking old school when they actually did do a jump ball every time. But for speed and expectancy, they just kick it out side to side on the possession. Because I always thought, boy, that's a tough matchup there. But these girls are playing quick, and here come the rookies down the other end. They've got a chance to go up. Kaylee had the ball coming up between two outstretched defenders. She's going to get fouled going up for the shot. She's going to go to the line with an opportunity for two. And that foul is the second foul on Ashley Ann. Kaylee goes up and drains that one. And that would tell me why Samantha was sitting down. She's up to four fouls, but they're going to have a substitution. Samantha's coming back on the floor, and Rachel Norbert's going to sit down. The rookies are now up by two. Kaylee has the ball. She sets. She lifts up on those toes and drains the second one. The rookies now have a three-point lead. They're going to see if they can keep boxing out and keep those Huskies at the run. Ashley Ann has the ball. She kicks it down to Samantha, who comes in. Samantha's a real fire plug on that team. So we got a double dribble. Double dribble on Kayla. Kayla come the puck, had a double dribble going there, and it's going to be a turnover, and here comes Peyton leading the rookies. Peyton's got the ball. The Huskies are in a 2-3 defense. Peyton drives around the left shoulder. She puts it up. It's an air ball. Goes all the way over. Doesn't touch anybody. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on the rookies. Here comes the Huskies running the other way. Samantha, Magdalene, Kayla, Ashley Ann, Mariah, they're all working hard on the floor. Ashley Ann's got the ball. She works the left side, kicks it way over to Kayla, down in the corner to Magdalene. She puts it up, can't get it. We're going to have a foul, shooting foul. We had number 21, Mariah, fouled in the act of shooting. I think that was going to be on Rachel, working on that rebound. Tough to get arms and hands in the way as everybody's jumping up. She puts up that free throw. It's off the back iron, and down it comes. Not a score on that one. Mariah puts up the second one, and she scores. It takes it down to a two-point game. It's 19-21. Here come the rookies. They're working from my left to the right. Peyton's got the ball. She finds Chanel. Kicks it down to Kaylee. Kaylee takes the bounce, drives in, goes off the basket, off the glass, picked up by the Huskies. Here comes Magdalene. Great effort. Tries to get it into the low post, but it was just too high. It goes out of bounds off the hand. Another turnover. We're still a two-point game at 21-19. It's 4 minutes left in the third period. Here come the rookies. A long outlet pass to Chanel. Drops down to the post. Rachel's looking for some help. Gets it to Cameron. Cameron's at the post. Kicks it back out. No one's there. Ball misses the rim. Comes down. Ashley Ann picks up the ball. She's driving the lane. Ashley Ann Ishnook. And Samantha. And they're moving the ball back and forth. Try to get into it. Driving Ashley Ann, and it's kicked away. Picked up by the rookies. Samantha is just harassing him all the way down the court. Peyton's got the ball. She picks it out. She finds Rachel from a long two. She's up off the iron. Doesn't go in. Rachel runs out, picks up her own rebound. Finds Chanel down to Kaylee. Kaylee's going to go for the ball. Nice work by Samantha. Put a hand on the ball. Stops it. Here comes Kayla. Kayla drives around. Goes up. Can't get it. Samantha's there for the putback. Doesn't get it. And the rookies pick up the rebound. And here comes Peyton flying the other way. Driving around one, down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Rachel at the elbow, up and over and off the rim and doesn't fall in. Picked up again by Magdalene. Magdalene's telling her team, let's go, I'm running ahead of you. Pick up the pace, let's go, let's go. You can hear the intensity on the floor where these players are going out there. All right, Ashley has got the ball and she settles it down at the top. She's working to the right, kicks it back to the left. Looks at a long three, comes back to Magdalene. Magdalene picks the ball. They're moving the ball around. The Kalinginik Huskies. Oh, Ashley Ann tries to drive between. She gets the ball stripped away, but she follows through, and she picks up her own loose ball. Kicks it out to Kayla. Gets the ball. She drives in. Can't quite make it fall. Samantha's there. They try to get a handle on it. Rachel steps around it. Finds Chanel. Chanel's blocked in traffic. Kicks it back to Peyton. Here we are in the front court. The rookies are leading by two. It's 21-19. There's 2:19 left to go. Long effort by Peyton. Doesn't go down. Kaylee's there. Finally, the ball's loose. Rachel tries to put it up off the glass. Can't get it. The ball bounces up. There's three Husky defenders, and the ball comes down on Ashley Ann. Ishnook has the ball. Headed the other way. Here we go. The Huskies are clawing. They lost a close game last night to New Haven, and they don't want to lose another, I can tell you that. But the rookies don't want to lose either. They just had some great victory last night, and they want to keep capitalize on it. And it looks like we're going to have a side out. Looks like we had a blocking foul there, maybe on number 20. Chanel, a little reach in there as the Huskies were trying to get the ball around. Here come the Huskies. We're at a minute 45 left to go in the third period. Kayla's got the ball. She looks at a three. She kicks it down. They find Samantha baking to the basket. Can't get it. The ball comes down. Samantha rips the ball away. She has the rebound. She pulls it back out. She settles everybody down. Kicks it up to Magdalene. Ashley Ann on a three. She puts it up off the iron. Who's going to get it? Samantha tips the ball away. Picked back up by Kayla, but it comes down. Air ball. Picked up by Rachel. We've got a timeout by Coach Barker. They're ahead by two. It's 1:22, and they're trying to keep the lead and go on forward. Wow, what an exciting game. It's the third quarter. It's the final game of the series. It's game number five. Who is going to state? Second is going to state. Third's going home. What an exciting time. I'm telling you, if you're in town, you better get down here, pay the $3, come in and watch the final quarter. It's a great way to get the day started. Right, Edmund? Oh, you know Edmund. He doesn't say much, but he smiles and nods his head. Yep, this is a good game. Nice to have our student athletes from every grade working up here. Edmund is paying attention to the video feed, trying to figure out how all that works. And as you folks know who have met me, I do have a face for radio. Here come the rookies. Chanel's got the ball. Feeds it into Kaylee. Up off the glass. Doesn't fall. Put back by Cameron. Picks up her own rebound. Last touch by Samantha on the outgoing ball. And Samantha's squinting. She still has a little trouble with that eye. But it's going to be side out, turnover. Rookies get the ball. Bring it back in. They're trying to drive around. Nice little pick there by Chanel. Cross court to Rachel. Rachel takes a look at a long two. Get it out of the can. And it comes down. And Ashley Ann rips the ball down. And here comes Ashley Ann Ishnook driving the ball up. Long outlet pass to Samantha. Kicks around. blocked by Rachel, going out of bounds. Last touch by Rachel, going to stay in control of the Huskies underneath their basket. We're 51 seconds left to go in the third period. The Huskies are trying desperately to get a point and tie this thing up, and the Rookies are trying to keep them boxed out again. It's a great contest on the floor. The Rookies are in a 2-3 or a 2-1-2. Here they come. Here come the Huskies. Ashland has the ball. Long outlet pass. Goes to Kayla. Kayla loses the handle on it. Back to Magland. Back to Ashland. She looks and she drains a three. With 30 seconds left to go, they're ahead by one. The Rookies are bringing it down fast, trying to bring this game back in their favor as we round out the third period. Chanel's got the ball. She drives into Kaylee. Kaylee is blocked by two. Samantha goes to the floor, but the rebound is picked up by Ashley Ann. They're in control of the ball and the clock. If Rookies don't step up and steal that ball, Magdalene has the ball to Samantha on the left. It's down to 8 seconds. Ashland gets the ball. All they have to do is keep moving that ball around. There's to Samantha. Samantha takes a three, hits off the mark. It comes down, goes out of bounds. That's the buzzer for the end of the third period. And the Kalinganek Huskies, 22. The King Cove Rookies, 21. What a tight contest. Wow. What an intense day out there. After this, I'm going to go ask... I'm going to go ask Mr. Seiler if the close-up can't do breakfast today, because I'm getting worn out up here calling this game. I'm telling you that. Now, my bad call or the clock's bad call, but they put 30 seconds back on the clock. We have 30 seconds left in the third period. So all of a sudden I saw everybody clearing the floor, and then the referees were conversing with the table. We got 30 seconds back. We got both teams on the floor. I'm not sure what we're waiting for. Referees to get set. Oh, not 30, 3 seconds on the clock. We got 3 seconds on the clock, and the ball is going to come in to the Rookies. We're working between the referees and the score table trying to get the right number of seconds. It went from 30 to 3, and now we're back to 4/10. If you're confused, well, just hang on with me, and I'll get this thing figured out. All I know is that Coach Oscar is calling kids to move around, and it looks like we're now going to be set with 4/10 of a second left to go. Referees are conversing with both benches, letting them know how many minutes, how many seconds. And now we're back to 3 seconds on the clock. I tell you, there's a reason they have a floating decimal point, right, Edmund? You can keep changing the things until you get it right. All right, we have 3.0 seconds left on the clock, and it's going to be side out for the Rookies underneath the Huskies basket. Here comes the ball. Rachel gets the ball into Peyton. Peyton kicks it way down, and that's going to end the game or end the third quarter. No, 2/10 of a second. The ball went out of bounds. I got this 12-inch post here that blocks my vision. Huskies have the ball. They throw it in. Samantha takes a long lob. It goes in. Now we officially have the buzzer and the end of the third period. It's still 22-21 in favor of the Kalinganek Huskies, and we get a 60-second break here. Nice time to give a shout-out to our sponsors. This is Pastor Scott Morgan, KSDP, 830 on the AM dial, 88.1 K201DA, translating over there in King Cove, and a nice shout-out. I want to start with Alaska. Thank you so much for all your assistance this year. This is our last and final home game. This is the regional finals, and we want to give a nice shout out to our sponsors, Telalaska and the Shubigan Corporation. What a great support you've been over the years, and we really want to thank you for this year. And for WasTech, and you heard his ads on the radio. If you need something, Kenny's not here right now, but you call Lucinda. She's down there. She'll answer the call. And if you're needing something there to spice up your kids to help them move along, they've got some great electronic devices that'll help your kids keep going with their education. And don't forget Penn Air. Thank you so much, Penn Air. The staff here in Sandpoint, King Cove, Cold Bay, and Anchorage, all along the line, thank you so much, Penn Air, for all your support. Last but not least, don't forget the boys out there with the Harding Heat. You can find them in town. I've lost my notes for their phone number here, but you can find them in town. They're trying to get on the plane today, so this is the last time. We're getting ready to start the fourth quarter. And for the rest of you folks out there, if you have a desire to see these broadcasts keep going in the future, nice attempt on a three-point line. That was Kayla. She starts out the fourth with a three-point, and quickly the Huskies are ahead 25-21. Peyton comes back with her own attempt, doesn't quite get it. Chanel gets the rebound, and here we go again. The ball is being scrummed around. Rachel's got the ball. Off balance pivot. Chanel on a long two. She steps in, and she drains to 2. That'll take it 23-25. Browser back down. If you enjoyed these broadcasts out there, talk to your boss, talk to your company, ask if they won't help sponsor these broadcasts here with KSCP. We love to get the sponsorship. We're trying to find a way to make broadcasts better and more inclusive. We've had a turnover on the other end of the court on the Huskies. They lose the ball. Here comes Peyton and the rookies bringing it up. They're trying to claw back in. We're at 7:07. Kaylee Culver has the ball. She steps between two defenders, puts the ball up, can't get it, wrestles her own rebound out from underneath, and kicks it back to the top. Peyton's got the ball. She finds Rachel on a long two at the elbow. It kicks the iron and comes up, and Samantha elevates and grabs the rebound. Here comes Samantha. They've got a two-point lead for the Kliganek Huskies. Ashley Ann has the ball. Kicks it back out. She finds Magdalene. Back to Ashley Ann. Takes a look at a three. Hits up off the iron. Doesn't make it. Samantha's there. Elevates. Puts the ball out. Gives it to number 21. Mariah Wyagon, and she drops it for 2. I didn't see the score change. Looked to me like that basket went in, but they still have it at 25-23. And now comes the basket on the other side, and now it's tied up at 25-25. Maybe I misread that Husky basket. It might have just gone up and swished by the net on the way down. But we're all tied up on the scoreboard at 25-25. Here comes the Huskies. Ashley Ann in the paint. Back to Samantha. Back down to the low post. Kicked back out. A lot of ball movement, but unfortunately that one sneaks by Samantha, goes out of bounds, and it's going back over to the rookies. And it's a tied game. Now they've got the scoreboard cleared up, and they have it back at 25-27 in favor of the Huskies. I thought I missed the score in there, but they only, maybe they heard me. Thanks for letting them know. Anyway, we're at 25-27. Kaylee Culver with a long arcing. Drops it in, and we're tied again at 27. Nice from that low post to get that arc up and over. Great to see her extend that way. Ashley Ann has a look on the left elbow. She looks. She has to drive inside the three-point line. Magdalene comes back, kicks it out to Samantha. Bobbles the ball. Back to Magdalene. Ashley Ann breaking across. A lot of movement by the Huskies. There's Kayla wide open. She puts up a three. It's an air ball. Recovered by Cameron. Fighting for the ball. It's loose. Finally, they kick it out. They find Peyton, who grabs the ball and lets the teams run on by so she can come up on. But it's already tied up, 27-all. 27-all, and we've got the rookies are working hard. We're down to 5 minutes left to go. Rachel puts it up. Oh, and it drops in a dagger. A long two-footer. That's a long two-pointer, not a two-footer. Timeout called by Oscar. He's going to take a half timeout. Give the referees a chance to break. Looks like it's a full timeout this time, they tell me. And, wow, great effort. And the rookies are ahead 29-27. Coach Barker calls a timeout. We're at 4:48 left to go in this fourth and final period of the fifth game of the Greater Aleutian Coast Conference Region 1 Girls Basketball Championship 2014. Wow, it's been an exciting time here, I tell you. Coach Nate happened to be strolling through the booth here. Coach Nate, do we know where regionals are going to be held next year? Oh, he's not 100% sure. He's been too focused on playing these games here this week. He said, I haven't had time to look that far ahead. You know what they say, Pastor Scott, he's telling me. He says, it's one game at a time. We'll take this year, wait till it finishes. All right. I'm just telling you, it's fun to be out here and watch these girls on regions. If you can make a regional championship game, it's a lot of fun to be here watching these girls work the ball. Ashley Ann has the ball. She's tied up in the paint. She's covered by three defenders. Kicks it back out to Kayla. She looks at a long three. Back off the rim to Ashley Ann, and she puts it up for 2. And that ties us at 29-all. 4:26 to go. Here come the rookies. Kate's got the ball. She's driving across. Kicks it way out to Chanel. Down to Kaylee, but it's poked away. Re-poked again. The rookies recovered in the backcourt. They find Peyton. Hassled by Samantha. Here comes the foot race. Samantha, Peyton. Rachel has it at the elbow. She puts it up. It rattles off, and Samantha elevates up and gets the rebound. She's driving a lane, and she pulls to the side. Lets the team catch up. It's tied 29-all. We're at just under 4 minutes at 3:57. There goes Magdalene with a three at the top of the key, and it drains it, and it's 32-29. Magdalene just took that ball, squared up, and dropped it in the hoop. Here comes the rookies the other way. Peyton tries to answer, can't get it. Samantha elevates. She has the ball. She drives down. She kicks it over. Caught there. Puts it off. 21 can't put it in. Samantha's got the ball. Up again and down. Rachel recovers. And let me see who that foul is on, but the ball is going the other way. Looks like that's the first foul on number two, Kayla Gummikbuck. Bringing the ball the other way. Here comes Peyton. Peyton drives to the elbow, puts it up for two, can't get it. Samantha rips the ball down. She's driving between two defenders. She pulls off to the side, waits for the team members to get there. The rookies are set on defense. Magdalene has the ball. Samantha and Magdalene are playing keep away, pushing the ball down. They find Kayla down at the post. Magdalene at the elbow, working over Ashley Ann. Three on the right side, wide open. She hits the iron and comes down, but there's Rachel to pick up the rebound. The Huskies are ahead by three. It's 2:49 left to go. We haven't seen a score in a while. They're working hard. Oh, the ball hits Chanel, and she's stepping forward before she had control. She loses it. Ashley Ann's there, picks it up, drives the post, can't get it. Three rookies are there. Peyton picks the ball up, holds it steady. Nobody pokes it away. She's coming down. She's kicking out. She finds Rachel at the elbow. Back to Peyton. We're at 2:26. The rookies are down by three. Rachel puts it up along two, doesn't make it. Kemp on the rebound there. Nice job there by Magdalene. Magdalene has the ball. She's driving across court. The rookies are back setting up on defense. There goes the ball, almost lost by Kayla. The rookies are pressing in. Chanel, Peyton, they're dogging these girls. Samantha has the ball. Chanel's flying through the air trying to get that ball loose. We're down at the two-minute mark. The rookies have got to press. They've got to press. Chanel pokes the ball away, is interrupted. Ashley Ann has the ball. She drives the paint. She puts up a little floater, doesn't go in. Coming back, rebound ripped out of the sky by Kaylee, but poked away by Samantha, recovered by Chanel. They're coming down. Chanel and Peyton work the ball. It's a minute 40 left to go. The rookies have to score twice and come ahead. They're down by 3 points. Peyton's looking for some help. She finds Rachel at the elbow, hits the back iron, recovered by Samantha. Here comes Samantha. She's got a long stride. She drives up. She's going to get a charge. That'll be Samantha's final foul. She could have elevated. She had a defender in front of her. The defender was well planted, and Samantha just went up anyway. She draws a charge. She fouls out of the game. Samantha, the Huskies have a 3-point lead, 1:25 to go, but Samantha's on the bench. She's done for the game. Here come the rookies trying to see if they can capitalize. Peyton for a long three off the back iron. Rachel gets the rebound, kicks it back out. Peyton fakes, puts it back down. Rachel for a long two, and she drains the two. Takes it to a one-point game. It's 31-32 in favor of the Huskies. Ashley Ann's going to have to step it up. She's working hard. She's met by three. We've got a timeout called. We're at 58 seconds left to go. Timeout on the floor. Wow. What an exciting finish. It's a one-point game. It's as every bit as good as last night's championship game, which was exciting to the end. It was a dogfight then, and it's a great battle today. Again, congratulations to the New Haven Malamutes, who pulled it out in the end. They were ahead, then went behind, and they pulled it out in the final minute last night. Let's see what will happen here this morning. It's 31-32 in favor of the Clagonet Huskies. They've had one of their star players foul out, but they play as a team. Opening night, Coach Oscar had the whole team on the floor as captains. He plays as a team. They work as a team. They're on the floor as a team. They've got 59 seconds left to finish this game out and win, and the rookies are doing everything they can to get the win. We have a technical foul. We have a technical foul against Chanel, who was too close on the throw-in. Had too many arms, hands, and digits that got within that. I think there's a 3-foot barrier you're supposed to give the person throwing in, and you can't break that barrier. When you break that 3-foot plane, then you're going to be called with a technical, and that's what they've done at this time. And the refs are conferring and making sure that they get the call right. So they're going to come out here and explain it to Coach Parker, and that's going to put Magledine to the ball. She's up. First one goes off the backboard. It's off the iron and down to the floor. Magledine has the ball. She's set. The crowd is roaring, trying to lose her concentration. She says, I don't know what's wrong with the basket. The ball won't go in. It's still, the Huskies have a 1-point lead. They've got 59 seconds, 58.9 to be exact. Principal Mike's coming across the floor. He wants to see his team come in. The ball comes in. The Huskies maintain. They put the ball up. It doesn't fall. Recovered by the rookies. Lost by the rookies. Back to the Huskies. Kayla's got the ball. Magdalene has the ball. They're down to 45 seconds. They're working the ball. The Huskies are trying to keep the ball away. The rookies are not going to foul. They have fouls to give away. They should be fouling right now. Stop the ball. Reach in and grab, but do it gently. There's a foul on Peyton. Coach Parker's doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm just reading him. We got a foul. Put the Huskies to the line. Put Magdalene back to the line. Nope. Just a turnover. They have fouls to give away. They only have 5 on the rookies, and now 5 on the Huskies. Ball comes in. It's Magdalene. She loses it. Rookies pick it up. They go ahead. Chanel's got the ball. She's driving it right down. Oh, it goes off her foot and rolls out of bounds. Turnover on the rookies. Still 31-32. It's a 1-point lead for the Huskies. The Clagonet Huskies are working hard. Ashley Ann has the ball. She's controlling the floor. The rookies are pressing them. Finally, we got the Huskies in the forecourt. Magdalene has the ball. We're at 15 seconds. Kayla's got the ball. The rookies aren't stepping in to do any blocking. Finally, Chanel comes in and gets a foul on there. They've got to be careful. Peyton has 4. That's the 16th foul. 12.7 seconds left to go. That's the 4th foul against Chanel. We've got 12 seconds to go in this 5th and final game. Magdalene has the ball. She puts it up. It's off the iron, but it's rebounded. Comes back to the Huskies. Number 15, Rachel gets the ball, but there's a scrum on the floor. Ball's going to go. We've got a foul. We have 5.7 seconds left. That's enough time to go the distance. But he's trying to coach. Oscar's getting the team. Come down here. Harass them. They're working on the ball. Rachel calls a timeout with 3.2. They got the ball into the front court. Oh, there's so much tactics going on. The girls are losing place. They're caught up with the excitement. Oscar's looking at him. He's got to be loud. The crowd is raucous. It's a happening place in Sandpoint. You got to be here to see it. What an exciting game. Wow. 3.2 seconds left to go. It's a 1-point differential. Well, they just changed the clock on me again. Now we're going to go back through this. Now they've changed the clock on me, folks. Sorry. It's 47 seconds left to go. We'll see if the referees are done. No, they're still working the table. They're going to work the clock back down. Maybe they're trying to get 4.7 seconds. There we go. We have 4.7 seconds left to go. We've got the throw-in by the rookies just inside the half-court line. Rachel has the ball. Here comes the ball. The whistle's blown. There goes Peyton, goes a push. It goes up for 3, doesn't get it. The rebound comes down. It's kicked out of bounds. It's still controlled by the rookies. It's 0.3 seconds. They're going to have to find that magic. Pop it in. Let's see what they do. Kaylee's coming off. Peyton's going out. Who's going to get the ball? Who's going to throw it in? Who's going to be there to do the turnaround for the post? There comes the ball. It comes into Kaylee. She puts it up. Oh, that's off the backboard. And the rookies go down to defeat by 1 point. I haven't heard the ball. There's the buzzer. The game is over. Coach Paul's not real happy with the call. I see 0.0 on the board. Wow, it's a 1-point game. Coach Paul is arguing there should have been a foul at the very end, but that's the end. The buzzer hasn't really sounded, but I don't know if they're going to need that, Coach Snake. But that is the game. 31-32 in favor of the Kligenick Huskies, and it was hard fought to the end. Wow. Virgil, are you standing by?